Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Lawmakers have selected a new ambassador for Israel. Lance Pry reports.
Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. The Senate confirmed Lew in a 53-43 vote yesterday. Lew's confirmation comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues.
Southern California gun shop owners say the conflict in Gaza is actually fueling a surge in gun purchases in the local Jewish community. One Los Angeles gun shop reports business doubling since the war between Israel and Hamas began. They noted this is the first time there's been a significant spike in local Jews and Israeli Americans arming themselves. Israel has claimed responsibility for an airstrike that targeted a Hamas leader. According to the Gaza Interior Ministry, that strike hit a refugee camp in Gaza. The ministry reports that six bombs were dropped on a residential area during the attack. The statement from the Israel Defense Force did not acknowledge any potential civilian casualties resulting from that strike. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Republican bill does not align with America's national security interests. He pointed out that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports combining aid for both countries in one package. Speaker Johnson's bill allocates over $14 billion in emergency funding for Israel, offset by a reduction in IRS funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Australian police searching for a surfer's body after witnesses say a shark attacked him.
A 55-year-old man was surfing by Granite's Beach on Tuesday when witnesses say a shark dragged the man underwater. A fellow surfer said he raced out on the jet ski to look for the man, but was only able to find a surfboard with a large bite mark. Emergency services are searching the area with the help of volunteers. I'm Dave Collins.
The Texas Rangers just one win away from their first World Series title in team history. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 11-7 in Game 4 of the World Series at Chase Field last night. The teams will meet for Game 5 tonight in Phoenix. Would you buy a house that you knew was haunted? Turns out most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase a house that was haunted, as long as it was in a good location, affordable, or had some other big appeal. Some people actually want to buy a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% said they were more likely to buy a home if it was haunted. Consumer confidence down for the third straight month. The conference board's consumer confidence index slipped nearly 2 points in October. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Tim Rivers is going to be joining us in just a moment, retired IT engineer and writer. We're going to be talking about what happened in D.C., you know, that new insurrection, huh? Did you notice? You can't help but, you know, the glaring differences in the treatments received by the protesters who stormed the Capitol to protest the violence in Israel and Gaza and the protesters of January the 6th. Tim Rivers, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you? Tim, are you there? Did we lose you? Oh, okay. I thought I heard a click there, so maybe got excited, hit the wrong button. You know, what can I tell you? So we'll... you know, bide for time here, but certainly, you know, this has been something that, you know, some of you brought up and said, hey, what happened? You know, you get these new protesters that come in and, you know, they definitely disturbed what was going on there in the legislative branch. It was in session and, you know, they got away with, I think it was a minimal number of people that got arrested and seemingly being treated the way, you know, some of the January 6th people should have been treated, with just a slap on the wrist and, you know, a minor misdemeanor. But I don't know that the details of all that are yet to be ferreted out. Tim, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Bill. I'm doing great today. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, well, great. So give us an update. What's the status of these people that were arrested, you know, compared to the January 6th protesters?
Well, let me see. The status is they're still being arrested. Let me make that really clear. I mean, we're 2.5 years down the road, and they're still arresting people. They grabbed a guy here last month, not even 2 miles from my son's house, in Pasco, Florida. And the charges of, you know, now they're down to their game is, we get you the 4 basic misdemeanor charges, and then we ask you to confess your sins to Biden and roll over and take whatever we offer you. If you don't do that, wait by the trial tax, then your misdemeanors magically become felonies.
Yes.
And you go from, oh, well, you know, you're going to confess your sins, and we're going to put you in jail for 10 years. This is a game I don't think anybody can survive. Because it's a breakdown of ethics of justice.
Yes.
That's a big concern, I would think, for all Americans. It certainly is for me. I mean, I don't want to see my...
Well, it's unconstitutional on its face. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We just can't believe this is happening. You know, our friend Jake Lang, he's been in officially over 1,000 days without due process. And it's exactly as you say, is that he has not confessed his sins. He doesn't want to roll over. You know, he's holding on to principles. And, of course, we've known what's happened. I mean, you already had one guy who was 36 years old, committed suicide. The pressure on him.
Do we have 11 suicide deaths in the J6 community? I just want to.
Is there 11 now, Tim? I knew of the one. I'm sorry.
You know, I keep hearing people testifying. Crap, I just heard it the other day. All these police officers who were murdered on January 6th. Ladies and gentlemen, no police officers died on January 6th.
Exactly.
4 protesters died. 2 were murdered. 2 died because of negligence. And those are the facts. I mean, those are really, Now, you talked about what's happening in Congress right now. Look, I think the two-tier justice system, we've gone beyond that. We're in a one-tier justice system. And that one-tier is only for those who believe on the American. Anything else is just outside the purview of justice at this point.
Exactly.
And I don't see how you can watch what happens in the – again, okay, so this wasn't really the Capitol. Let's make sure we – everybody understand. This was the Senate office building and in the adjacent building to the Capitol building. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't maybe the people's house, but it's certainly where the people's business is being conducted. There were hearings going on both days of this protest where they'd broken
but,
in. And
But the trespassing laws are the same, though, aren't they? Whether it's the Capitol building.
So it's obstruction of an official proceeding, right?
Exactly,
what
right, yeah.
charged with.
Right.
But you're right.
Including pulling an alarm, by the way.
No, obviously. I saw a costume, a Halloween costume. It was a fire alarm, and it was labeled door panel. So it's okay. I mean, you know, anybody can make that mistake and throw away the warning signs and pull the great big red button that says fire think that it was going to open a door normally. I'm sure that was just a very natural mistake for a long
Sure, maybe, right? maybe if you're a kindergartner, maybe that could be a natural mistake. But, you know, an adult...
How far does it go, Bill? Where does the absurdity stop? I mean, does it stop with... Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, writing to these men and getting their answers back is something that every American should be doing. So you can just get the truth from the horse's mouth, okay?
Yeah.
PatriotMailProject.com. That's how I got involved in all of this, was writing to a prisoner and hearing their story. I urge you to do that. But be an angel with somebody this Christmas. Write to these guys. Go to PatriotMailProject.com. You know, join our Christmas project and help their families. Buy a copy of my book, which is really all of the letters from these guys from the year where they tell you exactly what happened. You don't have to guess. You don't have to watch the January Unselect Committee's Hollywood version. Just ask the people who are involved, ask them who are sitting in jail waiting for justice that never arrives, and get it directly from the source instead of listening to the lies of NSM. Thank God for shows like yours, Bill.
Well, that's very kind. Well, you know, we're not attached. We're not beholden. You know, that's why we say that we are independent. And I'm grateful to this network that allows us this freedom to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, there are other outlets that we've tried to, that our show has been carried on, but they don't want us talking about COVID. They don't want us talking about, you know, some of these things, you know, what happened on January the 6th. As you were mentioning, you know, there's a story in Epoch Times this morning about Roseanne Boylan. She was the gal that was that died, basically of asphyxiation.
Right. She was the gal who was murdered.
Right.
Who was beaten to death by a berserk CPD officer. And we've seen the video. There's really no argument about it. I've heard the testimony. I've spoken to Jake Lang. I've spoken to Steve. All the people who were right there holding her hand while she was being killed.
Exactly. But the story that the media continue, and like you said, it rackles you just like it does me when they talk about these things about police officers, right? That it was an overdose of drug uses. And this is heartbreaking for her family and her parents, because they know differently. I mean, she was taking Adderall, to kind of level her off for, some attention deficit disorder. And that's what she was taking that for. And her normal dosage would happen at 7 o'clock in the morning. She died, many hours afterwards. And, the toxicology reports and everything else in terms of what they did locally, they covered it up. And it's heartbreaking for this family that have been fighting just to get the truth out there. And you would think it'd be easy enough, but unfortunately for them to do some additional, additional investigation on it, unfortunately she was cremated. So
quickly,
exactly. So this is it's all part and parcel of January 6th. You know, they talk about the big lie. That is the big lie. Just in terms of the cover-up.
We've been fed a history of lies now for almost 30 years, Bill.
Exactly.
Of lies. Not just one lie. But over and over again of how America is corrupt and how America is bad and how America is racist and how America is unfair. These are lies, folks.
Exactly.
I'm 68 years old. This country has given me a blessing.
Going to break. More from Tim Rivers after this.
Your very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Tim Rivers continues with us, the author of the book he made reference to, The American Gulag Chronicles, that has more stories, facts, and truth about January the 6th. Tim, the fact is that if you didn't have November 3rd, you wouldn't have had January the 6th, would you?
No, you wouldn't. That's how I got into this. I started in election integrity, like so many people have. And working for Defend Florida here in the state, knocking on people's doors, checking their voter rolls. And what we found just astounded me that I began to understand how wrong the persecution of people who went there on January 6th was. And that's kind of what brought me into it. And then that first letter I got back from a prisoner, man, that I don't know how four pieces of paper can take your life and as a senior, as a retiree, and
right.
just turn it on a dime. And that's what these letters will do to you because right. they are so vocally true. They just ring so close to your heart. And these men still have fealty for their country despite what it's doing to them. So how can you not, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because they still believe in the great American idea. In freedom, and God bless them for hanging in there. Jake Lang's been on the show many times to become a dear friend, and it's just heartbreaking, as you say, as you hear these stories, because you can relate to it. You know, for anybody that loves the country and the ideals of the Constitution and what it should be doing, and when something like this that has taken place, you know, the January 6th committee hearings, the false narrative that's put out there, this idea, you know, the big lie. Well, what are they going to do, Tim, when they finally hear the big truth? What are they going to do?
Well, I think they're hearing the big truth. For 2.5 years, we've been screaming it from the mountaintop. But now as the videos are coming out and these investigators are finally getting into the meat of discovery that the DOJ has so assiduously hidden, you know, some of these guys haven't had due process because they can't see their discovery.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It can deliver 10 years worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, well, it's like the attorneys for Trump. You know, they've realized the ones that have said, "Okay, I got to disconnect here, and I'll cop the plea. I'll go and bargain with these guys to avoid felonies, to avoid bankruptcy." And so I can, you know, I can appreciate the predicament that they're in. But the people that are in these gulags here on January 6th, these are everyday citizens like you and I. I mean, they're not, you know, gazillionaires that can, you know, battle this. I mean, the government is putting inordinate pressure upon them. They've lost their jobs and, you know, how their families are able to, you know, continue by the grace of God, Tim. I mean, this is heartbreaking. Because there are families, there are kids without their fathers that are growing up, and they've been missing their dads in some cases, you know, what, 3-4 years?
Well, they're surviving because of patriots.
Right.
I'm just going to say that right out front. I mean, patriots have opened their wallets and their hearts. They support these families. They support these prisoners through their Give, Send, Goes. This year we're running our third year of the Patriot Mail Project's Christmas program for J6 children. We will have well over 100, 150 children this year without parents at home who need support, who will have a horrible holiday without the grace and love of other patriots. If you go to patriotmailproject.com, which I've already mentioned, you can write to prisoners, but you can join our Christmas project there. And
Patriot,
you can be a part of the solution.
You say patriotmail.com?
Patriotmailproject.com.
Project,
and I'd love to talk to you about the history of that. That organization has got history going back to the Bundys.
Wow.
And so this is how you stay in touch with patriots who have become America's political prisoners. Go to that website, enter your state, pick a prisoner from your state, write to them. 27% of these prisoners are veterans. Some of them are war heroes. War heroes.
Yeah.
3 Bronze Stars for valor, please. Where is the shame, America? Why, where is your voice? 202-224-3121. Call your Senate and your House of Representatives. Scream bloody murder. You want to see the videos released. And
exactly.
Then we can all make up our minds, Bill.
Well, hopefully Mike Johnson, he's promised to release, you know, all that footage. We were told initially, as you'll recall, Tim, it was 14,000 hours. And then we found out after it was released to Tucker Carlson, it was over 44,000 hours of video. So it's quite overwhelming. But fortunately, we've got talented people out there that know how to break this down in such a way that they can present it to us in a more objective manner, as opposed to what the January 6th committee did in the production of their narrative that they presented to the American people. They hired somebody who was a former Disney producer or something that put together.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But listen, these guys tell you, you know, if you go to our website, our core website is J6 Patriot News. That's J6PatriotNews.com. You will see these live interviews and interviews I do from jails where these guys just tell you up front what happened. I mean, again, over and over again, you hear the same story. We went there patriotically with love in our hearts, and we were attacked. And we responded as you would. If you and I were standing in line and somebody jumped on our wife or shot somebody in the back with a projectile, you wouldn't stand there and watch that happen. You would intervene.
Exactly.
Which is right. What most of these people did, and they're facing years in prison for it.
Well, you know, in the analysis and even some of the footage that we've been able to see, I mean, there's been, what do they call it? The force of, crowd enforcement experts, yeah, and that sort of thing that handle these sort of things. They've commented very directly that it was unprofessional what they did in shooting bullets, hitting people in the chest, and canisters that they were firing, you know, in the chest up and into the heads. I mean, this is why you had, I think, two of the people who had heart attacks, if I remember correctly, were hit in the chest, right? And
munition that went off, yeah, with inches of them. And by the way, the law for that, the use of that munition, is it needs to be at least 18 feet from a physical human being. These people went off in proximity to it.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, so, but there was no accountability. They were cheered on as heroes by Congress without really due process and really studying this. In fact, several weeks back, we had the officer who was in charge. I mean, he was the Capitol Police officer that was superintending the area. And, and he was being reasonable and, in fact, at one point, as he was trying to go and help another officer get down from a ledge, the people there were helping him out. And at one point, one of the guys gave him a MAGA hat. Well, when he put the MAGA hat, the MAGA hat got him passage, and he was able to go in and offer some help for a fellow officer, because he was getting no support and no help, from Central Command. And this is, yeah, T.K. Johnson, as you may remember that name, but his story is phenomenal, and what he did. And they ended up putting him on time out for a number of months, and eventually he ended up leaving. I think he was about 2 years away from his retirement.
Yeah.
And he had to walk away from...
The guy who gave him the MAGA hat got arrested.
did he really? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, he received serious charges, too. This is
forgiving him a MAGA hat.
Forgiving him a MAGA hat. For doing anything. You know, some guys got charged for passing an officer a bottle of water. These things are really... America needs to hear the truth. Again, you can hear these interviews and read these letters and everything live at our site at J6PatriotNews.com.
Yeah.
The book is how you help. Because I signed the rights of the book over to my nonprofit, and every penny of the book goes to help families and children of...
And how can they get your book?
Please go to lettersfromprison.us. It's really easy to remember because that's what it's full of. Lettersfromprison.us. And buy one of these books. Buy two. Give one to your congressman in your state. I delivered a copy of this book through the grace of Mike Lindell to every single senator and House representative in D.C. Hand delivered.
Wow.
And so nobody can say they do not know.
Yeah.
And that's why I urge people to call their congressman and demand that they stand up for what's right.
Yeah, Tim, how do you not read? You know, you don't have to read the whole book, but just read several letters. How does that not impact your consciousness and sense of fair play?
I will tell you that if you can make it past past page 15 in this book and you're not crying, you are a superhuman. Because it is just heartbreaking what's happening to these people. And these, Bill, are the folks you and I might play golf with, go to
church exactly.
with. They are normal, everyday Americans.
So PatriotMailProject.com is one of the websites you want to know. J6PatriotNews.com, right?
That's correct. And you,
Tim Rivers, thank you.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense.
Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Southern California gun shop owners say the conflict in Gaza is fueling a surge in gun purchases in the local Jewish community. They noted this is the first time there's been a significant spike in local Jews and Israeli Americans arming themselves. Israel has claimed responsibility for an airstrike that targeted a Hamas leader. According to the Gaza Interior Ministry, that strike hit a refugee camp. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Republican bill does not align with America's national security interests. This week, legal challenges aimed at preventing former President Trump from appearing on the 2024 presidential ballot in two states will be addressed in court. Corey Myers, USA News.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Sooner or later, you know, the Republicans would fight themselves out and finally just be so arm-weary and brain-weary that they would surrender and just say, okay, let's get a speaker, for goodness sakes. I mean, let's do it. So congratulations to Mike Johnson. I guess some people would say, well, I'm not sure that's a congratulatory expectation to have, because he's going to have his hands full, no doubt about it. John Whitehead is with us. He's the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Good morning, John, how are you, buddy?
Oh, yeah, fine, busy. We're involved in so many cases right now, and
wow.
A lot of work trying to keep this country free, but it's getting very, very difficult.
Well, I can imagine. This is, you know, when you're unhinged, I got to matter, you know, imagine legal work, intensifies. And then we see what's going on with Donald Trump and how he's being treated in the courts. And you got a judge who's got a hair, and he's just, well, it's $5,000 fine for you. Well, let's make it 10. Let's do $10,000. And yeah, it's like, what? Are you kidding? I mean, you know, I want you to explain yourself. So you explain yourself. Well, I don't believe you. So here's a $10,000 fine. John, this is nuts.
Oh, yeah, the whole country looks upside down. And I guarantee you that the countries around the world, China, for example, Putin, they're looking at us and laughing. And it's getting, like I said, see, we need a leader who is solid, who can take us and regain our freedoms, and one who will teach us to respect our freedoms, and
right.
We don't have that right now. We have a president right now who has trouble completing sentences.
Mm-hmm.
What that shows you is the emperor has no clothes.
Right.
As that FBI report that came out a couple of years ago said, the country's ruled by this seventh floor group, which they call the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Deep state, when they get ready to get rid of somebody, they're going to get rid of them. They've done it in the past violently and other ways to do it, unfortunately, as I see it, I've been preaching about this for 40 years, trying to get people to wake up. And I'm saying, wake up, folks. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there. Let's protest this stuff. Let's fight for freedom, you know. And I talk to Christians who just sit and watch TV. I say, listen, the reason Jesus got crucified is because he got out in the streets and said, hey, stop all this stuff. Let's show love toward one another. Let's treat our society right, not wrong. And they say, said, uh-oh, we got to get rid of this guy.
Exactly. And everybody sat back and let it happen.
Exactly. And probably. Yeah, well, I'm saying, what? That, you know, if you watch, you know, watching the news media, you know, when I try to watch it, I mean, it's like these talking heads that are reading, these 20-year-old kids now who are on CNN and stuff, I'm going, and they're reading from a teleprompter. My question is always, who's writing the stuff on the teleprompter?
Well, you know who. It's those three, the three empires, you know, State Street and BlackRock and Vanguard. I mean, they've got control of the newsrooms.
You know,
exactly.
Carl Bernstein, who, you know, worked with Woodward and getting rid of, you know, fighting Hitler,
Nixon.
Nixon, yeah. When he went into the regular media and started working for regular media, he wrote a really good article. I made a copy real quick because I thought it would get taken off the internet, but he said he's shocking to see that the government was sending in these offices vetting and helping write articles. And I'm going,
Look how active they were with, you know, social media, you know, with Facebook and Twitter at the time. You know, they were highly involved in having an influence on the election. And nobody wants to talk about that, John. You know, that's just flat out ignored their involvement and what they did to, you know, manipulate. And, you know, the American people, still the majority of the American people know that there's something fishy. They just, you know, they don't have the whole truth. And so, you know, like every lie that hangs out there, it's like a burr in your saddle. It just keeps bothering you. And something's going to give sooner or later. And as you write about, you and Nish, that, you know, are we nearing that point when anarchy is let loose on the earth? Because we've been saying, John, you know, for the longest time, you and I have been talking about being at that, you know, at that tipping point. Well, I think we're beyond the tipping point, because what's happening, if you notice, things are moving a lot faster. And the reason they're moving a lot faster is because we're not climbing up the hill anymore. We're on the other side picking up speed.
Yep, and, you know, the country, $34 trillion in debt.
Exactly.
And homeless people, as I talk to churches around the country dealing with homeless people, they're going, there's so many of them now. They're in parks and all this stuff. I mean, there's something going on when you can't, when people are not wanting to work, number one. Number two, when we owe money to China, by the way, which is just crazy.
Well, we borrow money from China to fight, you know, the Ukraine-Russia war and to support Israel.
Exactly.
I mean, how does that make any sense?
It's just what I'm seeing is, Edward Snowden said it about 6 months ago. You know, the guy that all the outing of what was going on with the NSA and CIA and stuff, he said he was shocked by the influence China was having in the United States and around the world. And they have a police station now in New York City, and I'm going, what in the world? But, you know, what's happening to us right now? And ladies and gentlemen listening to this, be careful. We're moving into a global state. They're pushing that really hard. That's why
exactly. We
like the wars and fear. And as Hitler and a number of other leaders said in the past, fear makes people stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is exactly, and you've been warning them. And the thing is, you know, you talk about the level of homelessness that's taking place. This is all by design. You know, the government could care. They don't care that people are, you know, they're all drugged up and zombied. And, you know, I mean, it is so sad, John, watching, you know, the streets of San Francisco and other cities.
Los Angeles, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is heartbreaking to see what's going on to our fellow citizen. And our government is complicit. They're not helping. You know, they talk about it. It's a political talking point. But that's it.
No.
They have no solution. Because
I talk to that work at the border, they say drugs are coming over the border.
Of course.
Being brought in, you know, and I talked to some churches working with homeless people. They said, geez, these guys are on all kinds of drugs, you know, they're just drugged all the time.
Oh, yeah. And
so they want us drugged. Why do they want us drugged? That's obvious.
So we don't
want to say we're fighting back.
Right, exactly. It's easier to control us. If they can't fear us, then just drug us up, and then that way we'll just be compliant, right? And go along and surrender our freedoms, so that way they can have all the power and control that they've ever desired, right?
Right, and again, we're easily distracted, you know, by all the media stuff going on, the entertainment. You know, let me read you a real quick quote from George Orwell's 1984, where he said, "Football, beer, and above all, gambling." Build up the horizon of their minds to keep them in control was not difficult. we've got, I tell people, get that one, all the hours you watch TV, the average American watches about 150 hours of television a month. Give me one third of those hours to get down to your local city hall and start fighting for freedom, because the 10th Amendment says that local governments can nullify acts of federal government. We should start telling the federal government back off.
Exactly. Well, look what they've done with our First and Second Amendment, John. I mean, they've attacked it straight on. And, you know, the things that they're doing. I mean, like I said, it's, you know, you see what they're doing with Donald Trump. And don't think that it's just because they hate Donald Trump and that he's a unique individual. Donald Trump is standing in the way of the rest of us. They know if they topple Donald Trump, man, that's like, hey, it's like the Bible says, you kill the shepherd and the sheep scatter.
Yep, and they don't want anybody that will stand up and say, you stink. You know, yeah. Back off. But here's another thing that I want to say on your broadcast today is this is the 22nd year since the passage of the U.S. Patriot Act, which basically eviscerated our Constitution.
Exactly, exactly.
It allows the government to go in now to your banks, your librarians, you get all your records and don't tell you. They have sneak and peek clause in that bill, which allows the police to come into your home and search your home and leave and not tell you. So, I'm telling you, read up on that. We've written on our website, rumsfeld.org. It's 22 years, and we moved into a total surveillance state. They're watching
exactly
what you're doing, folks.
And there's no way to rewind that, John? Is it just, forever and ever, amen?
It's really difficult.
But, it's difficult and easy for them if we don't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Right?
Right back. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like John Kennedy said, the reason, we have this mission and this, this vision to go to the moon, it's not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And having a constitutional republic, it's not easy. I mean, think about it. What other country took on this challenge of having a democratic republic? It's only been the United States, and this is why they hate us so much, the rest of these oligarchs and czars and kings and everything, because we're making them look bad. We've got to go to break. More from John Whitehead after this.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs.
They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, John Whitehead continues with us. He's the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. John, as we're talking, you know, America is coming apart at the hinges. And it's amazing to me, you know, you listen to some of these presidential candidates and what they have to offer and, you know, solutions. And, you know, you and I touched on homelessness and all these other issues. What it really comes down to, flat out, is that this is a spiritual issue. You know, our founding fathers said that, and Benjamin Franklin, you know, basically told the gal when she asked, okay, what kind of government do we got here? He says, well, Democratic Republic, if you can keep it. And part of that statement is that it's all based on, you know, people of morality and righteousness, and which is a connection to God. If you detach from God, you really detach from the foundation and understanding the foundation principles of our Constitution. And look at where we are right now. When you and I were growing up, about 90% of the country believed in God. Now we're down to, you know, what, I don't know, 60, 67, 68%. That's a huge loss of people that believe in God. And then we wonder why, you know, we've got all these drug-addled people, mental conditions, suicide. We are such a hot mess, and as we said, you know, these other nations are just jumping for joy because now that great experiment, that great American experiment that nobody ever did, you know, they never believed, you know, the elites have never believed whatsoever that everyday people could exercise self-responsibility, that they could exercise self-rule, that they could go out there and work hard and provide for their families. This is an anathema to them, John, you know, because all these elites, especially in the Beltway up there, and the, you know, whether it's the deep state or in these other pinnacles that they've risen themselves to, they just flat out believe that 99, you know, like Hillary calls this, you know, says, well, they're just a basket of deplorables and they need to be reprogrammed. I mean, that is their attitude about 347 million people here in America today. That's pathetic.
Oh yeah, they view us as basically a number of leaders have said they view us as cattle.
Yeah,
things to be bred, and they're doing it through the public education system and whatever. But like I say, when I talk to kids today, you know, they don't have any morality. Basically, they're not sure whether there's a God or not. And the other thing is they have no idea what's in the Bill of Rights or whatever. And that's why I'm out there all the time telling people, learn the Bill of Rights, teach your kids at home. That's why we develop a pamphlet to teach your kids at home. And it does work, by the way, I've been told. But listen, if you're a parent listening to this right now, get a brochure. We have a brochure that you can teach your kids at home, very simply, the Bill of Rights, and take moral stands on issues. And also, exactly. I'm talking to pastors now, get more pastors to get involved in their local governments. Get down there, talk to them, give them the morality they need. We need to be out on the streets. I'm telling you. Jesus was out on the streets. And, you know, again, I've been rereading the New Testament again and how strong he was and what he had to say. He didn't back down ever. when Pilate
exactly.
was pushing it. He told Pilate mm-hmm. to stick it. You know, yeah. and that's the kind of people we need, rebels. Rebels mm-hmm. are people who care about others, and they want to
right.
help them. And that's what we need in this country.
Well, when you think about, you know, the beginnings of this country, the church was highly involved, highly influential, and it's
oh,
been
yeah.
put it's been put in the back corners, and look what's happened. And we really need, I mean, we're praying for revivals, but we really need, you know, the revival to begin in the church, the leadership to come forth with a boldness.
Exactly.
And because if this country is going to be saved, and you know, and I get it. Some people, John, they have attitudes to go, well, look at, you know, Jesus is coming, so why should I worry? I've got mine. I'm saved. I'm okay. Yeah, but that's not the name of the game. The name of the game is you better go in with a parade. You know, we have some people with you that you're going to go before the Lord and say, hey, look at, you know, I followed Jesus' lead. I picked up my cross and went out there and, you know, shared with them the things that you've shared with me so that they would be saved and be free and enjoy the bounty and all that was associated with the crucifixion. Otherwise, why did God go to the cross, you know?
Yeah, another thing I'm trying to tell people, this country, like you said, it was a strong Christian influence that started that revolution. It was called the Black Regiment. It was ministers
exactly.
who would preach. Mm. And this was interesting. Some of them would have their robes on. When they were finished, they'd pull their robes back and have a rifle.
Exactly.
And a lot of them helped set up the rallies and the resistance. And that's one reason the British, when they came into towns in the 1700s, they burned the churches first. That's where the patrons mm-hmm. met. We
exactly.
need that today, folks.
Mm-hmm. We see, and the thing is,
and
think about it. Fast forward to the mid-60s, and you've got Johnson, Senator Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson, realized the power of the church. So what did he do? You know, he clipped their wings and scared them into thinking that, oh, there had to be this separation of church and state. If there wasn't, you know, then your tax exemption was going to be in jeopardy and this sort of thing. So he really, and unfortunately, that lingers to this day, John, is that the church is nervous for what? For the sake of a tax exemption? Like God's worried about your tax exemption? Really?
I don't think he really is. I don't think God... The love of money is the root of all evil, Jesus said.
Yeah,
and that's basically
right.
it. We have to, you know, you have to, you know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who Hitler killed, he resisted Hitler. He said the way of Jesus is the way of the cross. And when you get out here and take this battle on, you're going to get hit in the head. I've been hit in the head all my life by different people criticizing, saying, you sound like a radical and all that. And I said, well... there's a guy I like who was a radical. His name was Jesus.
Right, exactly.
you've got to, you know, be that way if we're going to have any hope in this country. And teach your kids
yes.
to be people who think, not
right.
sit and watch their phones and be mesmerized. But you know, let them study some of the real key things like the Bill of Rights and stuff. They won't do it at school, by the way, most of the time.
No.
So
oh,
schools
no.
are not teaching. They don't like some professors have actually come out now and say they hate the Constitution. And I'm going, why do you hate the Constitution? Because it allows some students to stand up and say, back off, dude.
Yeah.
But it does.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, they don't want to lose any seat of authority because it's all about just, you know, might makes right. I mean, how Neanderthal. And the thing is that, you see, these kids don't understand, but, you know, it's up to us as parents and grandparents, you know, if the schools aren't teaching it, you know, like this booklet that you've got, which is great because we have a lot of parents are, you know, homeschooling these days, John. I mean, there's such a wave of people saying, hey, look at, I'm getting my kids out of these public schools. I don't need them to be exposed to this, you know, pornography they're putting out there. I mean, it's so bad, John, that, you can't even, you know, you take it to a school board meeting and you try to read it to them and they go, no, you can't read that. We don't want, wait a minute. It's okay to, you know, read it in the classroom and expose my kids to it. But here with adults in a school board meeting, you can't read this. This is the kind of junk that's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's like we've lost our backbone. We've lost our sense of mission. And losing that side of mission and vision
You know, as the Bible says, the people without vision will perish. And that vision is revelation. That's God. You've got to be connected to God. If you're not connected to God and understand what God is doing with this, it's like what's going on right now with Israel and Hamas. I mean, all this stuff right now, John, it's exposure. God is exposing. He's pulling back the veil to see the evil. And it's coming down to that quick question. Are you for good or are you for evil? And so everything that represents good, that's what you support. And you've got to know the difference between good and evil. You've got to study and understand the difference between the legitimate and the counterfeit, right? We've got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize and bring us home. Go ahead.
Well, it's we got to wake up. You're saying that. Hitler said it best. He said that one of the most beneficial things for a leader is the sleepwalking people. So I'm telling people to wake up. The way you're going to wake up is by knowing, getting knowledge, knowing your rights, getting involved in your local governments, the 10th Amendment, like I said. Read it, folks. It gives you a lot of power. And go to our website at Rutherford.org. We do a weekly commentary. It goes into all this and tells you what you can do, we think. And my book, Battlefield America, goes into all this stuff and says, here's what you can do. Fight back. So, like I said, we only have a very short, brief of time, folks, before we move into a dictatorship or a fascist government. Watch out.
Well, something's going to break here, John, like you said.
No.
You know, we're nearing that tipping point when anarchy is let loose, not only here in America, but the earth. I mean, if you look at what's going on, there's a lot happening around the world. It's not just here in the United States.
Yes. But the United States should be the leader of the world saying, here's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Quit all this stuff you're doing and take on and remember that, again, we're here to, help people have empathy for others and care for others, not to bomb, kill, and hurt, okay?
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing, we've been so blessed. God gave us, this great American idea, a light on a shining hill, and, and this is what freaks out the elites. And freaks out the traditionalists that are used to having a king or, some, humanoid, running the parade here. And we did something quite revolutionary in empowering we the people to have control over their own lives. And that's in every issue. And as you suggested, and you and I have talked about this several times, don't just take our word for it. Don't just say, well, I heard John Whitehead say this and that. You have to own your own knowledge. Hopefully what we're saying and sharing with you motivates you to do a deeper dive so that you own this. Like John has mentioned several times, the 10th Amendment. Well, look into it. Make sure you understand. Empower yourself. Knowledge is power. Right, John?
Education precedes action. I'm telling people, get educated. Turn off the TV sets and, there's a lot of good stuff out there. Read it and know what you're going to do next. You can do it, but you got to do it.
Well, is the next generation worth it, John? Because if it is, then people will get motivated, but they need to make They need to make that determination. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Thank you, John.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.